Hey everybody, it's Synthesis with Notes Podcast, and I'm excited to be speaking with you all today. Today starts a new series titled The State of Our Relationships. So today we're going to be talking about dating. So earlier in the week, there was a question on All About Life Ohio. If you're not following, please head over to Instagram and make sure you're following All About Life Ohio, as well as Synthesis, CYNTHYSIS, and then Mr. Turner's page, who's my lovely co-host today. He is OTurner1972. That is how you connect with us. But on the Instagram page for All About Life Ohio, there was a question that basically said, is dating exclusively the same as being in a relationship? And today, me and Mr. Keith are essentially going to be talking about dating in general, what we feel are the benefits, the do's and the don'ts, and just a couple of things we've learned along the way. You can take it or leave it. You don't have to listen to us at all, but we're just going to have a conversation about dating in 2023 and ongoing. So I'm going to have Keith start out.
Hi, this is Keith Turner. Nice to be talking to everybody. Dating is a very wonderful thing that you can do sometimes. You meet some very interesting people, but I also believe that it can be a catch-22. And the reason why I say that is because dating, you can really mess with people's heads and feelings if you're not honest and upfront with how you're feeling, if this is what you want to do or if this is not what you want to do. If you want to really date somebody, communicate it. If you just want to go out with them, communicate it.
Yes.
But if you just want to be in a physical relationship with somebody,
communicate it.
Because at the end of the day, I think dating has gotten to the point to where we're playing with people's hearts and emotions.
Yes.
And we're not being honest of our real intentions when it comes to dating.
So why do you think people aren't communicating? Because I think we need to start there.
I think the reason why people don't communicate is because to some people it's a game. To some people, they really don't like the person.
Ooh.
They just want to know if they can get the person.
Right, they want the benefits.
They want the benefits of dating. And we all know what the benefit of dating is. It turns into a physical relationship.
Sex. He's afraid to say sex.
Sex, making love, whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, this is the biggest problem with dating. You really don't like the person that you are trying to get to know. And the reason why you don't like that person is because they might not be your preference. They might say something or do something that you don't like. Wow. And instead of you being man enough or woman enough to stand up and say something, you decide that you're going to play with them. And then you find yourself in a situation to where now you got a stalker. Or you got somebody keying your car or busting out your windows because you made a conscious decision not to be honest.
And it don't have to be all crazy like either. You could simply just have somebody who is just thinking it's more than what it was. And so they're trying to pursue you as if they are dating you, or as if they do want to be in a relationship with you. So they're calling you or texting you in a way that you're not really looking for either. So everybody don't have to be crazy, Mr. Keith. Well, but I hear what you're saying.
But I'm not saying everybody is crazy. But what I'm saying is there are people that take it to that extreme.
Yes, most definitely.
And all is because they're hurt. Mm-hmm. And only that, when you go into this situation and you really want to date somebody, remember, you're wasting your time and their time if you really don't want to be with them.
Ooh. Now that was poetry.
Because what was the use of you even going down that road if that's not the person that you really want to be with. If that's the person that you really don't like, just don't waste my time, don't waste your time, and we can both keep it moving.
Right. And I don't want to male bash, but do you think that men are worse at not communicating what their wants are, or women?
This is a two-parter with me. Let me start off with men, since I am one. I believe we play games as men when it comes to communication.
Yes.
I mean, because we do not really be honest and upfront of what we want. What we're trying to get is sex. And we're going to say and do whatever we want to get to it. And I believe when it comes to communication, from a woman's standpoint, it's more about emotions. It's more about she will tell you how she feels. And at the end of the day, it falls on the man to be upfront and honest with everything that he really wants. But I do believe there are some women out here that do not get the message when men are upfront and honest. Because there are men that will tell you all they want is sex and they don't want a relationship. But if you are a woman or a man who actually says this to a woman, then you have to make it clear and upfront what it is. But on the same token also, I don't even think you should go down that road. Because once you do it, the other person might catch feelings, and now you have a whole new can of worms that you've opened up. And now you might be in a situation that you don't want to be in.
I 110% agree with you, Mr. Keith. But have you ever personally been with a woman who told you in the beginning that all she wanted from you was just the benefits of you?
No.
Okay. And I haven't either when it comes to a man. Now, I have been in a situation, I'm going to put my business out there, where it was told to me after something may have transpired. Then all of a sudden it became, oh, well, I don't want this or that. But I agree with Mr. Keith. I think we need to get to a place, like he said, where we're being 110% transparent in the beginning and going into stuff with people. If you just want to date them, put it in categories. Say, I just want to date you. If you want to be friends with benefits, say that. If you just want a one-night stand or whatever, say that. Be very open and listen when people tell you what their needs are. And I think it's very important that people stop playing games.
But I think a lot of it, too, between men and women, and it's both of them, we have a lot of emotional immaturity when it comes to dating.
Yes.
It's a lot of emotional immaturity. And this is one, and this is worse than the communication, because this is about manipulation.
Ooh.
This is about control.
Say that again for the people in the back.
This is about manipulation and control.
Control. Mac.
That is what emotional immaturity is about. Because you're not understanding that you're playing with someone else's feelings. Or you are really messing with people's heads when you do this. And we're not even going into the point of if you get involved with somebody and both of you are really into it and now they have a child and you've now interacted with the child and you're playing with the child also because you never really liked the mother. Ooh. You got to think about what you're doing as men. Because a lot of the issues that we are having in dating, and we will say women are crazy, women are this, women are that.
Yeah, sure do say that.
But at the end of the day, it's our responsibility because we're the ones that put them in it. So we can't call them crazy, and we're the immature ones emotionally and sexually. And when I say sexually immature, because we usually are the ones saying we don't want to use the protection. And then 9 months later, something comes along that we weren't ready for. And then all of a sudden, that's a whole new can of worms that didn't open up. And then you got mad to be it. Now you're mad at being with... Now you're mad that she's pregnant, keeping the baby, and you didn't want a baby. But you were immature in your decision-making when you decided to lay down with her. And that falls on us as men. Just be upfront and honest from the jump, and you will save yourself a lot of heartache.
And I love that you just spoke on behalf of men. But ladies, we also have stuff we need to deal with as well. And I think we need to start laying boundaries, not only for the other person, but for ourselves. If you know you are not in a good mental place, maybe you have a previous relationship where it wasn't that good, whether it be physically, emotionally, financially, whatever, abusive. And you know you're not ready to even consider being with a new person, it's okay. You do not have to date someone. You don't have to date someone. You don't have to be in a relationship ultimately. You can take that time you need for it to just be you and you alone. But what I caution you not to do is think that you're going to heal and bring somebody new into the picture and think that ultimately you can get the correct healing you need. Because I've never seen this work effectively for anybody. You need to take that time to identify what your wants and needs are. And we need to stop blaming these men. I know they do a lot of stuff. Women do a lot of stuff too. But we need to stop putting the blame on them and thinking that it's all them when something, a wrong situation comes up. We have to take responsibility as well. And this is beforehand. We need to stop getting into situations and then looking back and saying, how in the world did I get here? And I'm not just talking to y'all because I've done it myself too. Saying it for me applies to me as well. We got to stop waiting until we see something blow up before we realize it should have never caught on fire in the first place. And so just have that time, really get to know yourself, and don't feel like somebody else gets to define what you want or what you need when it comes to dating somebody.
And piggybacking off of what Cynthia said, accountability.
Ooh, yes.
Responsibility. It doesn't only fall on the woman. It falls on us as men. Because we give the seed of life, but they are the carriers of life. So, be responsible with your seed. Because you're always saying, she's a bad mother, or she's this, or she's that. Remember, you are the one who chose to lay down with her and put your seed in her. Accountability, fellas, it goes a long way. And my thing is this also. If you really want to date somebody, fine. But to me, dating should be also leaning maybe into marriage. Because we have too many people playing house.
Oh, you sound like my daddy, Mr. T.
And playing.
Shacking up.
And playing adult games and not really being able to make a commitment. I can commit to you, but what is a commitment, which is just words, if I don't put the deed of a ring behind it?
Ooh.
That's the maturity of a man. Instead of me just going 20.
Now you on a whole nother podcast now, Mr. Key. That's the marriage one. We just talking about dating right now. But go ahead. My bad.
But it all falls into the same category. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to just date, then just date. Because eventually, you might have somebody ask you that question. What is your intentions if you do find the right person that you're dating? Is it always just going to be fun, or are you going to take the next step?
So let's talk about this multiple dating people at the same time thing. This has been, like I said, it's been a discussion over the week about, you know, exclusively dating people, all that. But we're going to talk about when you date multiple people. Because I have mixed groups of friends. I have a group of friends that say, the single ones, they want to be out here dating multiple men at the same time. And I have another group that says they don't want that. So what I'm trying to figure out, especially for you people who do this, when you're dating multiple people, how do you juggle that? And what are the benefits of that? And Keith, what do you think? Do you think there's a difference between a man dating multiple multiple people at the same time versus a woman dating multiple people at the same time, or is it all the same?
I think it's all the same, but society looks at it different. If a man dates, if a man dates multiple women at one time, he's rewarded. He's praised for it. Yes. But if a woman does it, we know what that word is on the other end. We're talking about a tramp or a hoe or whatever. Because she's dating multiple men at one time. The benefit of it is you are meeting new people.
Right.
You are getting to know people. Excuse me. And it can be fun. But I think if I'm going to date multiple people, it's only going to be maybe two people. But the thing is also, the con to it is you have to be very careful when you're going down that road because you don't know who you're hurting. You don't know who you're hurting. You don't know who you're playing with.
Yes.
And if you are going to date multiple people, please do not call them by the other person's name.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
And if you are going to date other people, just be honest through the whole process.
And see, that's the part I'm wondering, because I don't know this life. So I wonder, like, do you have to let the people you're dating, do you have to like give them a signal or something that tells them, hey, you ain't the only one. There's 3-4 more of y'all, but I'm dating all y'all at the same time. Or does the person just approach the situation as if whoever they're dating at the time is the only one? Like, I have so many questions, Mr. Keith. I don't know how it works.
I would say this. If it was me, even though I've never done it, but if it was me, I would be upfront and honest with everybody.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should.
I would just be like, hey, you're not the only one I'm dating, or you're not the only one I'm talking to. I'm talking to several people. Because you don't want to get into a situation to where someone catches feelings. Mm-hmm. Because once they catch feelings and you were not upfront and honest with your intentions, now you're in a situation that you don't want to be in.
Yes.
And you don't want these people knowing where you live or where you work because you might have unwanted visitors showing up. Because one thing that we know from men and women, jealousy is real.
Yes, it is.
People are in the grave right now over jealousy, or people are in this jail right now over jealousy. And it was all because they caught feelings for someone who did not feel the same as them. And because that person did not communicate honestly of what they were doing. But dating multiple people, I would say, like I said, I gave you the pros and cons. It's something I would never do because I'm not trying to deal with multiple people at one time in the first place. That's just...
Amen.
Some people can do it. I'm not one of them that can do it.
Me neither.
And two, you just want to not have that headache of trying to keep up with 3 or 4 or 5 people at one time. And that's just where I'm at with it.
I agree. And if you are a person who thinks that sleeping with someone is dating, because some of you do think that way, I think you should let everybody who you are sleeping with, especially if it's at the same time or whatever, let them know. I don't think you should be doing it personally, but you know, some of y'all roll how you want to roll. You got to let them know. And always be transparent, even in that scenario. You got to let people, give them the liberty to choose whether or not they're going to deal with you. And don't just expect people to go along with a game that you're playing. Keep it 100% all the time. And that's the thing too. Let's talk a little bit more about that. What is dating? Because for me personally, what I deem as a date might be different from what Mr. Keith thinks and vice versa. For me personally, I feel like you're not dating unless you are going out on a date. And or if you plan something like in the house. Like, for example, if y'all say, hey, let's Netflix and chill. To me, that can be a date. But it's also a date if he takes you out, y'all go out to a restaurant or the movies or wherever else, and y'all go out and he pays. That's what dating is to me. What is dating for you?
I think dating is to me the same thing. I think if me meeting someone who I potentially could be attracted to and asking that person, hey, would you like to just maybe go out and go grab a bite to eat? Get to know each other. Mm-hmm. I think the Netflix and chill, that's only after I think we've really gotten to know each other. I'm not letting you come to my place.
Right.
and come and watch a movie and it's the first date.
Right. And I didn't say the first date, Mr. Right, Keith. Right, I'm just right, saying it could right. be a date.
It could be a date, but I think you really got to know the person before you do something like that.
Agreed.
And I also believe, too, the first date, it all depends on also the maturity of both people.
Yes.
Because sometimes people think the first date should be an expensive date.
Yeah, you got those people out
there. You think a lot of, and then I'm just bringing this from a man's standpoint. They believe if they think it has to be an expensive date, the man thinks he should get something on the other end.
Really?
And you need to be mature enough to understand just because you take a woman to an expensive dinner or you go to a comedy show or something like that doesn't mean you're going to get sex on the other side.
Yes.
You got to get out of that mindset. Many men think that's what it should be. And then it goes back to what we talked about. That's communication. Then why am I even taking you out on a date? I might as well just come out and say, hey, I think you're attractive. I just want to do this. And can we do this?
Right.
Instead of me going through the facade of taking you out, spending money, and then hoping that something happens on the other end. That's the way I feel.
You brought up a good point, too, because a lot of times women do that. They think the more expensive something is, that's what they think is the date. So if you're not dropping $500 and up on the first date, a lot of women won't even consider anything else with a man. I personally think that's wrong. But, you know, everybody has their own standards and morals. I think it's tacky. Like, sometimes, especially if you don't really know the person, I do feel like you should go to a cheaper place. Only because a lot of times the cheaper places allow you to be more intimate and then actually figure out who you're dealing with. Like, for example, I personally think a coffee shop is a wonderful place to go on a first date with somebody. Or to the park. Or, you know, we have a lot of different sceneries here in Ohio that you could go like on, I wouldn't say nature walks, because sometimes you don't know who you're dealing with, so don't do that. But there's places like along water and stuff here where there's lots of people around. So just happen.
The Sile de Mile.
Exactly. And like he said, with Sile de Mile, you ain't got to spend a dime. Y'all can just go out there and literally sit on the swings, or you can walk up and down the river where there's people around at all times. But that gives you that time to have that one-on-one dynamic. So it doesn't always have to be a money thing. And for you women, I hate to say it, you women who are expecting a man just to drop bukus of money on you and he knows nothing about you, shame on you. But like I said, to each his own.
And I think if you are expecting a man to drop that kind of money on you, then I think you really need to look within inside yourself.
Right.
And if you are a man who thinks you should drop that kind of money on a woman, you need to look inside yourself. Because obviously there is some insecurities, or there's something really going on that you think that I have to drop $200, $250 on a first date or even more.
Wait, $200 reasonable now. Come on.
To $200.
Come on, Keith. You going to a nice steakhouse, you might spend that $200. Anyway, go ahead.
But for, okay, let's just put it like this. If you think I'm going to drop 300 to more on a first date, then I have to rethink if I want to go on that date. Because it goes back to a facade also. If you really don't have that kind of income, just be upfront honest with the woman that you don't have that kind of income to take her to a Ruth Chris or a Mitchell Steakhouse or a Hyde Park, some of the upscale restaurants here in this city. If you really don't have that kind of money, then just be upfront and honest and then let the chips fall where they may. Because then if she turns around and she really doesn't want to go out then with you because you can't put that kind of money down, then you just save yourself a world of hurt.
Yeah, and stop hurting each other's pockets. Like, come on now, y'all. Because what if Mr. Keith, he's a nice guy. What if he does decide to drop that on you? But really, all you're worth is a White Castle cheeseburger. And now he done spent $300 when he could have just spent not like even 70 cents on you. Come on, there's levels. Stop expecting these men to just shell money out all the time to prove something. It's not good. Now, I'm not saying go out here and just be with broke people either, but don't think that money is like the root thing you should be focused on a first date.
And I just think you have to have a level of respect for each other. Have a level of respect for who that person is and an understanding of who that person is. Because if you really know how to have a conversation with someone, trust me, you're going to know within the first 30 seconds what kind of person you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong to say, hey, what do you do for a living? And if they tell you what they do for a living, you're going to almost know what their income is.
Yes, true.
And then you can make the decision from there.
Or you can run a background check. Saying I'm advocating for that, but you can. Or you can look on LinkedIn and there's so many other different sources.
Exactly. But if that's what you're... But if you ask that question, and then you can make a decision if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
But this game, especially in our community as Black people, this has to stop. Mm-hmm. Because this is actually what is destroying the relationships. And it's both. It's both men and women not respecting each other, not liking each other.
Not liking themselves.
Themselves also. And you got men out here thinking they deserve sex because they've dropped so much money. But then you got women out here thinking like, hey, you really want my time, then it's going to cost you this.
Yep.
Come on, people. We got to grow up.
I think he said it right there. We got to grow up, y'all. And like we've been saying throughout this whole thing, really take that time before you try to be with anybody to make sure you know yourself. Because a lot of times that's also what gets us in trouble is identity. You don't even know what your own needs and wants and values are. You cannot expect another person to come along and answer those questions for you. You gotta know. So if you know you don't want to date somebody who's only making $9 an hour, I know it's not about money, but like, let's say that's your thing. You're like, hey, he can't be making that. He can't be making less than, I don't know, $30 an hour. Whatever your thing is, but then you get with the person who's only making $5 an hour. You cannot think that person is going to meet your needs. Or if you say, I want somebody who's not angry. I want somebody who shows compassion and love. But then you decide to get with someone who's the opposite from that. You can't put that on the other person. We have to be more realistic with what our needs and our wants are. And then only seek after that. It will save you a lot of heartache and trouble. Stop thinking people are going to change or that you can mold them or shift them just because. It doesn't work that way.
And the last thing I think I will say is this. Never be afraid to be alone.
Oh, yes.
Learn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Learn.
We was about to end, but I don't know, Keith. We got to talk about that one a little longer.
Learn yourself.
What does alone mean, though? I know it sounds funny, but let's talk about what alone means.
I think alone means, it doesn't mean that you can't go out on dates. It does not mean that you can't mingle with other people. I think being alone for you, I think learning to be alone is learning to love yourself and what you will and what you will not tolerate.
Yes.
Because we have too many people that tolerate too much stuff, but you also have a lot of people that would just sleep with anybody because they don't want to be alone at night. They need to have that person next to them. And this is where we can get in trouble in dating.
Yes.
Because if we don't know ourselves and we don't love ourselves enough, we will go with anybody who will just fill the void.
Yes.
That we have in ourselves. If that person's just there, I don't care if they treat me wrong. I don't care if they use me, play me. Yeah,
we miss all the red flags.
Flags. I just need that there because that void needs to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're not understanding is you can fill that void by yourself. Because if you love yourself, you know that void will be filled. And guess what? The right person will come in and make up the difference.
Well, I was about to say the doors of the church are now open, but I forgot we weren't at church. But this has been good, y'all. I do want to announce that we're going to be having a live podcast in 2024. I'll let you know more details once we have a location about these very same talks on dating, relationships, being single, being married, all that jazz. And we want people who, you can either be a couple, you can be a solo, a single, whatever. We want you to come out. It's going to be a fun experiment. We're really going to allow you all to talk. This isn't going to just be us. And we're going to have a good time. There'll be food, of course. But we want you all to tune in. Let us know what you guys thought about today. What are your thoughts on dating? Do you view dating differently? Is there anything we forgot? I don't think we forgot anything. Keith brought a lot of good points today. But we want to hear from you. So once again, you can follow Mr. Keith on Instagram at OTurner1972, and you can follow me at Synthesis, CYNTHYSIS, and at All About Life Ohio. It's been a pleasure. And Mr. Keith, do you have any final comments for the crowd?
All I want to say is it was good to do this podcast. May God keep you blessed, grace, and mercy. Have a good night.
Amen, Bishop. That's why I call him Bishop, y'all. Bishop Otis K. Turner Jr. from the Mount Baptist Ebenezer Episcopal Methodist Denominational
Calvary
Church.
I hope and pray that you're doing more loving instead of warring in your relationships, and that you all have a wonderful and blessed day.